mischief. But we, your children, are standing firm on the word of God, looking forward to the day that you will come and take us home. We're asking you, dear Father, as we continue to remain steadfast in your word, continue to love us and care for us and guide us. For we don't have the power to direct our own steps. And thank you, God, for being better to us than we've been to ourselves. Help us to know that you are God and beside you there's none other. We realize that too many of our people have left us. They don't walk with us anymore. For they've fallen in love with this present world. But help us, dear Father, to continue to march on to glory as Christians, locking hand in hand and arm in arm and not turning back into this evil and sinful world. We're also praying, dear Father, as we travel as your children, help us to understand that you've given us life and that there's a better life that you have preserved for us, your children. Help us to know, dear Father, that as long as we love and continue to care for each other, that we will be all right in your eyesight. Help us to understand, dear Father, also that there are many souls in this world who are sick, who are lost, who are misguided, and just don't know their way home. Help us as your children to go to them, to preach and teach the word of God so bold and so forcefully that they will come asking, what must I do to be saved? We're also asking you, dear Father, to continue to strengthen our preacher brothers. Help them to continue to carry your word through this dying and perishing generation. Help them to continue to preach so bold that they can make their calling and election sure. And once they've given full proof of their ministry, take them home to be with all of your children. We're also asking, dear Father, for our sick and our shut in. For those souls who've died and gone on and walked with us no more. We're asking that you will help them to find grace in your sight so you can give them a home in that up and better kingdom. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who walk with us. Those who feel tired. Those who don't want to go any further. Those who want to sit down and stop. Give them strength and courage and forcefulness so they continue to march on as children of the Most High and Holy God. We're also asking you, dear Father, to help us to reach out to all of our brothers and sisters, all of those who are sick, those who are shut in, those who are locked up, and those who've fallen by the wayside. Help us as your children to give them a new ray of hope as you gave us when you died for us on the cross. Help us to show love for those souls, so they can always be ready to stand up and stand for God and say, I'm marching home. And once we have marched on forward, help us not to look back to no defeat or retreat, but always marching home to glory. And once we've done these things, please look down upon us and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I will make you rule over many. And this will be enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.